Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Absolutely, my friends. I am excited to be here. The first official syndicated broadcast from the historical KLBJ 590 AM studios in Austin, Texas, blasting out across the country, hooked up with the GCN radio network, and I'm told already being picked up by some great AM/FM affiliates across the country. Later, I want to give a shout-out to some of those stations, but I really want to thank Emmis and Mark Caesar and the great folks at Genesis and John up there in Minnesota and the great folks that are here in KLBJ for making all of this possible. It is great to be here on this Sunday. Well, Texas won. That makes a lot of Texans happy. It didn't make me happy, though, having to fight back through the traffic from East Texas. I was there visiting family. I tell you, how does a football game turn a state upside down? I left Friday afternoon to go visit family in Northeast Texas. Instead of taking 3.5 hours, took about 6 hours. And then getting back today, instead of taking 3.5 hours, took about 5 hours. In fact, one of the people down here today got caught up in the traffic. But we're glad somebody's here filling in for them while they drive like maniacs to get here. No, seriously, don't speed. Everything's all right. We want you to drive safe. Number one cause of death in this country is automobiles, but you don't hear about a war on the automobile, and I don't think there should be one. You hear about a war on terror, because the war on terror is being used to take your liberties, to take your freedoms. All right, let's get serious. Let's dispense with the pleasantries and get down to brass tacks. First off, 2 weeks ago on this broadcast, I mentioned the fact that Google is going to use the standard audio cards and microphones and video cards and small video cameras that are embedded in most new PCs to listen to you and track and trace everything you do in your home with artificially intelligent software logging everything you say, and they're going to sell that to marketers. Can you imagine if somebody came to your door and knocked on the door and said, I'm going to pay you to put a microphone or camera in your house? Unless it was a lot of money or unless you were a freak, I'd say 99% of you would say no, hell no, and kick you out of their house, kick you out of their front door. Not anymore, folks. You don't have a choice. They're doing this, and I got an email saying I'm a liar because I was mentioning a story that we reported on a few months ago. 2 weeks ago, I was just mentioning it, and somebody thought I was lying, a listener, so I thought I'd go pull the reports for you today, so later I'll be getting into this. Yes, they're going to use the microphones and cameras hooked up to your computer without your permission to watch you and track and trace you. This is a press release by Google, by the way. So that's coming up later in the second hour. Right now, I'm not worried about Iran, my friends. I'm worried about North Korea. They crossed the DMZ, the demilitarized zone that has been in that position since, the late 1950s. And there were shots fired today, and they're talking about testing a nuke today or tomorrow. And they're running around foaming at the mouth with the demon Kim Jong-il out of their capital, North Korea, threatening everyone. I mean, if you want Dr. Evil, ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen the comedy piece with the puppets, Team America, that's pretty close to this guy. I mean, he apologized 2 years ago for kidnapping Japanese and South Korean film stars. I mean, when he wants a woman, he has special forces troops go into airports and hijack planes to bring him the woman in other people's countries. Okay, are you starting to get an idea of the type of individual? He attacks our ships. He's got nukes. All right. Meanwhile, the media plays all that down and then hypes up things that Iran's never said or done. They totally lie to you. They claim they make Jews wear yellow stars. Total fabrication right out of the bowels of the CIA. We're going to go over this today, but I am worried about North Korea. That's why nobody's going to be attacking them. Any real threat to this country is left completely alone. Anybody with oil who's got a pushover military like Iraq or Iran compared to places like China and Russia and North Korea will be picked on, will be bombed, and everyone will, of course, jump around loving it. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. Only 30% of the people in this country now are for these ridiculous wars that are all about profits and domestic diversions here in the United States. And then the big news we're going to be covering. I don't want to say we broke this news because everything was there in plain view, but we really did. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. Well, actually, my webmaster and writer, one of my writers for InfoWars.net, Steve Watson, broke this, but it's gone Nova, Supernova on PrisonPlanet.com. That's why we've surged past the Dallas Morning News over 1,000 place points. It's kind of getting scary when one of my websites is 2,000 places bigger than the Washington Times. You can go look at the web rating services like Alexa.com. I'm not tooting our horn. This is really starting to, I mean, I feel like this huge weight on me, folks. I got millions of people now every day listening to what we have to say. But it's all you, the listeners. We were sent a bunch of tips. Steve was reading them. That's why I've got like 10 different employees. And no matter what you do in my office, whether it's an office in London, we have a small office there, or the office here in Austin, or our office in Louisiana where I've got people, everybody shares and reads the email because no one can read the 10,000 emails a day that's gotten up to on your own. Yes, 10,000 emails. We all scan them together. And we got a bunch of emails from people pointing out how the latest 9/11 hijacker confession video was a fake. Remember, 9 days ago, not this Friday, but last Friday, we see Muhammad Atta and one of the other supposed 9/11 hijackers on this tape with no sound saying, they said the lip readers couldn't say what they were saying, but the government announced it and said it was total proof that they had carried out 9/11. Well, there was a problem. This is how stupid the government, that is the criminal elements, not our whole government, criminal elements of our government think we are. This was in a docudrama for U.S. television a year ago. It aired in the U.S. about 13 months ago, in England about 11 months ago. And it's called The Road to Guantanamo. You've seen it on PBS and all over the place. And this is footage released by an unnamed government source. It goes back 4 years ago. The media has never aired it. And now it's coming out that, yes, it is some type of fake. And they admit that it was computer enhanced on the TV show. And they added hijackers' faces via CGI. Do you realize what you're hearing right now nationwide, ladies and gentlemen, from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ? Do you realize what I just said? It is admitted that there was a documentary that aired worldwide titled The Road to Guantanamo, where they took previous CIA surveillance footage, then they CGI'd in different, quote, hijackers into the footage and used it on television. And now, the government a year later thinks we're so dumb. First, they announced Al-Qaeda released the tape. Now it's been admitted that our government leaked the tape. Now, lie number one. We already knew that day one. Every time they're in trouble politically, new Al-Qaeda tapes are released. We already proved 4 years ago. Remember the fat bin Laden? His nose had grown an inch. He gained 100 pounds. They did voice print in Canada and the U.S. universities in France. And the conclusive evidence was done in Switzerland. We have all links. We wrote an article about this. Every claim we make is a link to mainstream news. But again, it's all hidden right out there in plain view. The videos you're being given are completely and totally fake. We have them 100% dead to rights, caught red-handed, and I'm glad. Sometimes we put a story together, and it's really important. I think it's important, and it only gets maybe a couple hundred thousand readers. This baby, on our own sites alone, has gotten millions and millions and millions. I haven't done the collation yet or checked it, but I could go look at the ratings and tell that it's just exploded. I haven't collated it yet. This is exciting, and not to mention everybody that copies our stories all over the web. So, again, it feels good to be exposing these liars. A lot of the mainstream pundits will ignore this, but it doesn't matter. It's a huge international incident right now. All over the world, people are going and watching the video clip that we have. Every claim we make, we show right off of the documentary, The Road to Guantanamo, and everyone's seeing that this new video was A, released by our government, and they lied and said Al-Qaeda did it, and B, it's CGI fake. It's like The Running Man, where they show Mad Dog Ben Richards really attacking the people with a helicopter, but he didn't do it. You understand, they can show Forrest Gump shaking hands with Kennedy. They can show Steve McQueen 20-something years after he's dead. He died in 81. Last year, pitching the new Mustang, which, by the way, I like. I'm not knocking the new retro Mustang. I'm just telling you, he's dead, folks. It wasn't really Steve McQueen. All right, when we get back, I'm going to mention some of the other big stories we've got. Then we'll take calls. Then we'll go through all these articles. In fact, there's a lot of stuff on the Foley scandal you won't hear anywhere else. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark.
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 6, 2006. Gold opened at $586.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $599.25. Again, that's $599.25 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad that you've decided to join us on this October 8, 2006 transmission against tyranny. Your calls are coming up later. In fact, in this segment, the toll-free number across the country is 877-590-5525. Is that George Bush in the background doing a Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones chant? All right. I tell you, they got some weird music around here. 877-590-5525 or locally all over Central Texas, 836-0590 or #590 for Singular Wireless. Folks, all right, let me get serious because this is serious. This happened, again, yesterday. It's escalating today. Shots fired across tense Korean border. AP reports a midday incursion Saturday by North Korean troops into the southern side of the no man's land, separating North and South Korea, only stoked the unease. South Korea soldiers rattled off 40 warning shots at the five communist troops who crossed the center line of the demilitarized zone, the inter-Korean buffer, or DMZ. It was unclear whether the North Korean advance was intended as a provocation. Oh, gee, I wonder. They've just been caught digging huge tunnels under it, constantly seizing, constantly shooting at South Korean troops. I mean, this is a real problem, okay? But the media will not demonize North Korea because the establishment in this country does not want to go to war with them because they've got over 20 weapons. They had 20 weapons 4 or 5 years ago. And who helped give them the reactors in 96? The head of ABB, the Swiss company, and guess who that was? Donald Rumsfeld. Bill Clinton was evil for allowing the transfer of the reactors, but and the conservatives all got mad at him. But I went and did more research and found out who was behind it. Clinton just always signed off on what the neocons wanted to happen. That's why they're even worse. But I understand. Reactors are good if it's a conservative giving it to North Korea. It's only bad if it's Bill Clinton. Just like I was saying it was bad when Democrats were, you know, Barney Frank was running the underage call boy ring out of his house. That was admitted, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. That was, you know. And, of course, Democrats were mad at me then for exposing it. But now stuff like this is going on in Washington, and it's Republicans, and it's just, you're an evil commie if you talk about it, and it's all a big Democratic lie. No, Washington is very corrupt and decadent, and they're basically most of them are paid off or compromised, or they wouldn't be to that level of power. The establishment picks people now for positions of power who are compromised. And we're going to get into that later. I'm kind of jumping back and forth. But it's all interconnected. We have a decadent Congress, a decadent executive, a decadent government in the judicial as well. And things are not going in a good direction. Japan and China tell North Korea that a test is unacceptable. And Japan is saying they may scrap their constitution that MacArthur got rammed through. When he was, of course, the governor general of Japan, where they're not allowed to have an offensive military, and Japan's saying, hey, we take the preemptive strike policy of Bush, we're going to develop nukes. And again, that's back of the newspaper that Japan, and my sources tell me, have already been developing, and think what they can build today with computers and cars and cameras and everything else. And they bought back in 1997, the biggest shipment of uranium and plutonium ever from the European Union. It was enough to run thousands of reactors for hundreds of years. I remember the report. It was just some ridiculous amount. Clearly not just for nuclear power. Though they're big into nuclear power there, that is certainly true. So it's a massive escalation, a massive arms race, a huge escalation of tensions in the entire region, in the entire area. And it's extremely serious. You're welcome to call in on that subject as well. Also, later in the broadcast, I'm going to go to calls right now, and then we'll go to break and come back and get into the fake video. They released fake video last Friday, not this Friday, but last Friday, 9 days ago, remember? Fake video of Muhammad Atta and one of his cohorts. That is not real, and we're going to tell you why and how it's been admitted. Again, they just release these fake videos. It's a big national headline for 2 or 3 days, and then always it gets retracted a week, a month, 6 months later. And I want to go over some past cases of this. Again, this is huge hoax in front of you. You're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen. You realize the magnitude of that. Sometimes something this big kind of escapes people. This is some of the other stuff I wanted to cover. People say we're not living in a police state. Man arrested for criticizing Cheney files lawsuit. I interviewed this gentleman Friday on my big weekday syndicated show. This, I guess, is now syndicated too, so this is not the only syndicated show, the weekday show. Now I can call this the syndicated show. I guess this is now the weekend show, as it should have been named the entire time by me. But all he walked by and said, the war is reprehensible. Seize that man. And now the press has gone back and found dozens and dozens and dozens of cases of this, where you get arrested if you just say anything to the Lord And I heard neocons during the week when this story was big saying, that's good. How dare you be disrespectful? How dare you talk bad to Lord Cheney or Lord Bush? Again, you need to leave America, folks. You're not conservatives. You don't care about this country. You are cancer to this country. Even if you don't agree with some person who's anti-war walking, you know, in Colorado through an outdoor mall and being 5 feet from Cheney and saying, and this is admitted, your war is reprehensible, or no, this war is reprehensible. The Secret Service arrested him. Took him in and told the police there at the county, the sheriff's department, they said, he said, this war is reprehensible, that is assault, charge him, and later the county dropped the charges and the Secret Service is very upset. No, you must be charged for talking to God. What do you think, this is America where you can talk to a God? A God? What do you think, you're living in the U.S.? No, man, we're living in Russia. Oh, wait, we are living in America. So, do I have time to go to calls before break? I don't, do I? You know what? We're going to continue ranting, and then as soon as I come back, I'll go to Troy in Duluth, Minnesota. Man, that is a beautiful town. When you go up over the hill, and there's that big lake, and you're up there, it's all... I want to go fishing up there for some more walleye, and what's the big ones that look like gar, but they're not? I forget. I caught a bunch of them up there. And then there's... I'm talking to folks through the glass window. Talk show hosts do that. You think we're talking to ourselves. We're talking to the in-studio audience. Three people in there. That's a huge audience. All right, and then... Jeff in Denver, Colorado, and we'll talk to some locals, too, at 836-0590. If you just joined us, we tested it last week. It did great. This week, this is officially syndicated, Star Guide ABC, up on the big fancy bird. And I am really excited about this, and we got a lot of stations that I'm told this week already signed on. I think they're tuned in today, picking us up. But if not, they'll be tuned in next week, which is the first official broadcast of the new syndicated Sunday show. Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. from the beautiful and historic studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. And again, I am really excited about all this. But when we get back from break, I'll go right to your calls for a segment of calls, and we'll go back into all this news. And the number is 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525, or locally, 836-0590 or pound 590 for singular wireless customers, and we will get you up and on the air. So let me just set the table again for you of what we're going to be covering later in the broadcast. I have some new interesting, wouldn't call them tidbits because it's disgusting. Tidbit kind of notes something delicious and tasty, like, you know, maybe some beer nuts or something, but more of the pervert activities of the Republicans and Democrats. Oh, yes, both sides are involved. This is really one side, the establishment criminals. And we'll get into the fake hijacker videos they've been releasing. We'll get into how Google is going to use the microphones and cameras in your computer to watch and listen to you. And a lot more on the other side. So stay with us.
What may?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free, 877-590-5525.
That's right, my friends. Or locally, 836-0590, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, News Radio 590 KLBJ Studios. First week syndicating the show. We're excited. Okay, so the big news really is that North Korea has sent troops across the DMZ. They got shot at by the South Koreans and backed off. All of this while North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il threatens to test an atomic weapon or a hydrogen weapon. We know he has both, and this is causing major tensions across the region and worldwide, and Japan is threatening to kick off a new arms race. Then we'll get into man arrested for criticizing Cheney files a lawsuit, another police state story. Down in Louisiana, Lafayette student arrested for allegedly bringing toy gun to school. He's been charged with terrorism. That's right, under Patriot Act, all misdemeanors are terrorism. You have no rights. Go read Section 802 for yourself. Also, I'm not kidding when I say this. This is serious. I don't do potty humor. This is BBC headline and a Nova headline. This was in major British news. Police hunting farting dissident. Okay, he was disrespectful of a dear leader in Poland. There's a national manhunt for the man that was disrespectful of the president. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. Really serious report here that was in the Israeli and U.S. battle plans going back to 83, even when Saddam was our big ally. Our government swore to later invade the country and break it in three parts. Since 2002, I've been telling you when I learned of the plans and read them, they would break the country in three parts and claim it was their new strategy. No, that's been the strategy all along. Here's the Times of London today. America ponders cutting Iraq in three pieces. There's also been a horrible stabbing death, as you know. And I say thank God. It's horrible it happened, but thank God the guy didn't use a gun. There's already enough calls to control the Second Amendment. Now what are we going to do, ban knives? Well, in England, they're actually discussing it. This is also the anniversary of the huge Pakistan earthquake, and we're getting into the anniversary time of the anthrax attacks of 2001 that were a government operation. I'll get into that as well. And also we have illegal immigrants suing Wendy's because Wendy's found out they were illegal and let them go. So now the illegal aliens are suing Wendy's, those dear, wonderful 30 million illegal aliens running around saying that this is their country. we will then, of course, get back into the really huge story that we broke at PrisonPlanet.com with the great work of Steve Watson. Thanks to tips from listeners in plain view. Hidden in plain view, it is admitted that the hijacker video that you saw is a fraud. Remember 2 weeks ago, the two hijackers, Muhammad Atta and his deputy, laughing and taking credit? Turns out that is a fake, and the media isn't going to be retracting it anytime soon. We'll tell you exactly how it's fake. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Troy in Duluth, Minnesota. It's good to have you on board with us, Troy, here on our maiden voyage. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I've been sitting here, I've been following you for quite a while now, and I came across a bulletin today on MySpace that you were on, that you were live right now on the radio station on there in Texas. I figured I'd just go ahead and call in.
Well, good. Good to have you on board. What's on your mind, sir?
Main reason why I'm calling you, I just like any other American, I'm concerned about where this country's headed. We got over 800 prison camps in the United States. You know, they got FEMA there. They're going to take over once martial law is declared. Now there's all this talk. I mean, there's enough distractions to be able to get the Americans to, you know, not see exactly what Congress is doing, what the government's doing to us, whatever. The stuff with North Korea, they're talking about that there's going to be some testing going on, and the president and the government is making some pretty stiff, like demands, you know, like if you're going to be doing this testing, there's going to be some kind of consequences. Now, there's talk about drafts, there's talk about this, there's talk about that. What is your take as far as if something really goes down in North Korea?
Well, let me give you my take on that, as you put it, and everything you said is important. The reason I brought up North Korea is this. We're being told that the Iranians are literally Satan's children. We're being told that they're going to kill all of us any minute if we don't invade them. We're being told they've got nuclear weapons, A-bombs, missiles to hit us. It's all lies. We've been told the same stuff, like they throw babies out of incubators like Saddam did. That was a New York PR firm that's admitted fraud. Same thing that claimed they make Jews wear yellow stars. Turned out that was totally made up out of the bowels of our own government. A total psyop. Okay? My whole point is the Iranians aren't perfect. But they are no threat to this country when you compare them to places like North Korea or China. Just type in, Chinese military threatens to nuke U.S. Just type it in. You'll get hundreds of articles over the years. Just a few months ago, their top general called a press conference. The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine was there. Forbes was there. AP was there. Reuters was there. And they said, here are your 214 cities targeted. We will kill over half your population if you get involved in Taiwan and we take it in the next 2 years. I mean, they had press conferences saying, we're targeting you, we're going to attack you if you get involved, not just in Taiwan, they said in any of our interest, including the Panama Canal, which our government just gave to them. And don't blame it on Jimmy Carter, he was part of it, but in 2000, the Republican Congress let it go through. We're being totally encircled, totally and completely sold out. So I don't want to hear about Iran by all these phony, gutless, chicken hawk fake conservatives that call into these talk shows. You're the people killing my country. The New World Order loves North Korea. They love China. They love all these places where people are slaves and they sell political dissidents' organs. People have no rights. They hate the United States. And they're bringing this country down every way they can with open borders, with NAFTA, with GATT, with the North American Union, with all of this. The Republicans and Democrats are teamed up together attacking this country. They've got the left. They've got the right. They control both political parties. We've got to wake up to this if we're going to get this country and this nation back. Now, you're saying, you know, what's going to happen with North Korea? I don't know. The guy's a complete psychopath. He's like a 4'9" Napoleon complex, spoiled brat. His father gave him power when he died. I mean, the guy literally hijacks aircraft, has his troops hijack aircraft because he wants, you know, Asian film stars. And then when he gets mad at them, he kills them. I mean, he kidnaps, he grabs, think of a Hollywood movie where there's an evil dictator in some third world country living in some mountain armored base. And he has troops hijacking jets and kidnapping women. And then he takes them back and rapes them and kills them. Okay, I mean, this is like Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy running a country with nuclear weapons, okay? He's just as bad as the New World Order that runs our country. Again, this North Korean people are good people. People of America are good people. People of Iran are good people. Governments throughout history are corrupt and wicked. A very wicked group's gotten control of our government. And a very wicked group's gotten control of North Korea. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that it's serious. So I don't know what's going to happen with it. But it's escalating the entire region. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Jeff, welcome. Yes, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, Alex.
Welcome.
Great show, great films, great info, great job. Really,
thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Listen, I just wanted to kind of ask you your thoughts on something that was brought to my attention. I haven't heard it anywhere, read it anywhere. Can't think of any better place to kind of check the validity of this. But something that I had heard regarding Marvin Bush, brother of George Bush, being a director of a security company that's a Kuwaiti American-owned security company.
That ran security on the World Trade Centers.
Exactly.
And he, the last day of their three-year contract was September 11th, 2001. That was the final day. Their contract actually ended the day before. And he was in the subway system when it collapsed. We learned this from his mother, who wrote the biography, Reflections. Then two East Coast papers picked up and did report that they were running security on the towers. Of course, Jeb Bush declared martial law. That's the AP headline on September 9th, 3 days before. The first time in Florida history he declared martial law 3 days before.
Yep, so it sounds pretty valid.
That's because Flight 93 was going to the Capitol. It was going to decapitate the legislative branch. We were going to have official martial law then. But the happy hooligans out of North Dakota, based in Virginia, for drills, refused to follow orders and fired two AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles into the aircraft. And then they stopped a Central Intelligence Agency attempted decapitation of the United States government.
Well, bless those folks.
Absolutely. And they create the fake let's roll story, tell the state police to shut up. You didn't see missiles blow that plane up. Oh, planes normally have an 8.5 mile debris field and an engine 8.5 miles.
I was just going to say that. Wasn't there debris that was for miles upon miles?
No. The biggest crash site of a large plane was less than a mile long, okay? I mean, they've had planes crash many times. There have been a few. Now, that's a normal crash. They've had some. Where it's, you know, say in the Himalayas or in the Andes where it's spread over two, 3 miles. Thanks for the call. We'll come right back and take more calls. We'll get into the fake video. Our government, criminal elements of our government, have released a fake hijacker confession video of a week and a half ago. Stay with us as we transmit from the studios of News Radio.
The used Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 877-590-5525.
That's right, my friends. And if that line is jammed up on you, you can just dial 512-836-0590. That's 836-0590 locally, or #590 for singular wireless customers. That's a free call. Okay. Let me just try to hit a few of these stories and get some of the details out of the way of some stories I've mentioned. Then we'll go right back to your calls. I'd like to get your take on these. We know that there are criminal elements of our government that really work for global corporations that use the U.S. as its muscle to go around dominating the planet. And the American people pay for this, but it's not the American people that are, quote, you know, getting anything out of this. So many good old boys who mean well, you know, they're not bad individuals, think that we're over there getting some oil. I mean, I've heard them on talk radio. All right, so what? We're getting our oil. We need it. The oil companies' own memos, and this has been in the AP, Associated Press, report that they want to go into Iraq and shut off the oil to then jack up the prices. There's too much oil. Oil company documents came out in 2001 that they were going to buy up all the refineries in the U.S., the privately owned ones, and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck. And it's about 100 plus billion in weapon sales every year. It's about 100 plus billion in no-bid contracts to service the troops. It's about big business. And again, the RAND Corporation, the government's own think tanks, the private corporations, they all brag about this. That's how I'm able to predict what they're going to do. That's how I know what their operations are. Not because I'm even that smart, folks. I learned that these guys write it all down. They just think you're not looking at it. Now, in this internet age, they're starting to have some problems. So what is your take on the fake video? And how is it fake? Last Friday, not this Friday, but last Friday, they announced, oh, here's Muhammad Atta and the number two hijacker, number one, number two, and this is them in 2000 in a cave somewhere, and here's some shots of bin Laden, and they suddenly cut to close shots of them, and this has never before been seen. Al-Qaeda just released this to program sleeper cells to start blowing America up. They're going to hit us. It's all over. You better vote for Republicans. I mean, you've heard it. You've seen it on TV. You've heard it on the radio. You know they said that. And then it came out earlier in the week that the Times of London, who released it, said, well, actually, it didn't come from Al-Qaeda. It's a government source. And then we had listeners' emails and go, you know, I've seen this video. This very video was on a documentary that aired in the U.S. and England called The Road to Guantanamo. And I'd even seen parts of it on television. And lo and behold, you went online, there was the video, we went and watched it. There was the exact same video in a docudrama, and they said that the government had created this video and spliced in a different supposed terrorist with footage they'd shot at Bin Laden training camps. Our government, how they have footage of this, and then they'd show it to terrorize and trick people into incriminating themselves at Guantanamo Bay. So it's CGI'd. It's spliced, fake, mixed video with real footage being shown to us, and the government lied and said it was new, and this was Al-Qaeda triggering sleeping cells. Now, that's yelling fire in a theater. That is terrorizing people. You understand that. We've written 5 reports on this at InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. 2 of the reports at PrisonPlanet.com, 2 of the more detailed, long, like 10-page reports, 4 and 10, the 2 reports are quite lengthy, full of hyperlinks. Every claim we make is documented. And then we found out where a lot of these videos first get posted, within minutes or even before it's released on the news. This company called Defense, it's called Intel Center, and it's connected into some other groups, and the head of it is the former deputy of Donald Rumsfeld, Jim Milnick, and he served 16 years in U.S. Army Defense Intelligence and worked in psychological operations overseas in Russia and the Middle East, and that's where the videos are coming from. I mean, this is getting really, really rich, my friends, and that's just a few lines from the 4 reports. The rabbit hole goes quite deep. Or you can just choose to think, well, having the White House buy $1.6 billion last year in fake news, don't believe me, just type into Google, $1.6 billion in fake news bought, you'll get AP, Reuters, ABC News, Fox News. And, the Congress says it's illegal to buy fake reporters and have reporters on your payroll, but the White House says they're going to continue the practice because they're above the law. You see, in an age where they openly admit they're buying fake news, planting fake news, they have Army and Defense Intelligence and Pentagon PSYOPs, psychological warfare, engaging in psychological brainwashing. I don't call that a war effort, folks. I call that brainwashing. It's illegal, and it should stop. And if you think having the military planning fake stories and paying off reporters in our country and writing fake letters to the editor is freedom, get out of my country! I'm sorry. Now, what do you think about this story? I want to come back in the next hour. We still got a ways to break. And I want to hear your comments on this at 836-0590 or toll-free 877-590-5525. In fact, we've got a liner that we'll have next week. It's not ready yet, where I say that if you disagree with us, you go to the head of the line. I want to hear people. Some guy called in last week and said Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks and blame it on foreign enemies. He called in and said that was a lie. I got an email a week ago that I forgot to cover on the show from 2 weeks ago, where a listener heard me say that Google has announced they're going to use the microphones and video cameras on your computers without your permission to watch you. It's in their own press release, and I've got the article right here that we wrote about it. Okay, I know this stuff sounds crazy. I know this stuff's off the chart. I'm not the one making all this happen. I'm just a reporter here reporting you the news and information, and I happen to be an angry reporter. I'm trying to get you moving to wake up, okay? That's my goal, basically. That's what I'm attempting to do. Now, speak of the devil. Let me just go ahead and get it into this report briefly, then we'll take a call, we'll go to break, start the next hour, and get into the Foley, the new revelations with Mark Foley, the pervert by any stretch of the imagination, a middle-aged congressman trying to get into the boys' dorm. I mean, come on, folks. We'll talk about how he's being defended by some people and how they're trying to spin it. And then we'll cover just the police state in this country, people being arrested. In fact, do you think that you should be arrested if the vice president's walking around in an outdoor mall in Colorado, you walk by with your 8-year-old son, and you say from 5 feet away, this is all admitted, this war is reprehensible, and you're arrested and charged with assaulting the vice president? Because that's what they've done coast to coast. Finally, the reporters out there for the Rocky Mountain News and other big papers went and found out this had happened to a bunch of people. We were aware of this. We were noticing it. But the mainstream news had never gotten all these cases together. Folks, if you have a bumper sticker on your car, oh, that's another thing. They don't just buy fake news. They have fake town hall meetings where they, on television, they say, oh, Dick Cheney or President Bush is here for a town hall meeting. He's here in our town, Arizona, or he's here in Norfolk, Virginia, or he's here in Miami, Florida for a town hall meeting. They make you sign a form swearing you agree with the president, swearing you won't have a disturbance, and then they go out in the parking lot after you've written your name and driver's license number, and the FBI and Secret Service scan all the license plates, put them into a computer. They have little cameras hooked onto computers that just scan them. You can just walk by, and they scan the license plates. Just type in plate scanning software. It's been put in most of the cameras on the street corners, but they have this. And then they go in and find out where you're at and arrest you if you've got a Democrat or no war sticker claiming it's a violation of what you swore to do. Meanwhile, people at home watching the town hall think everyone agrees with the president. Everyone agrees with the vice president. It's a public, open town hall. I mean, is that America? Signing forms swearing you won't disagree. Agree, signing forms that you agree, and then lying on television and saying it's a town hall. I mean, it just goes on and on. But here's Google. Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. And that's the headline Paul gave it. I wrote part of the article. It's an article by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Invasive surveillance and advertising obliterates even Minority Report style technology. And people are saying, well, this is PrisonPlanet.com. This is your report. Go to the article and click on it, and it's all hyperlinks. You can go to the report and click through to Google's own website, and they're bragging in a press release. That's how we learned of this. Listeners sent us this, and they said, oh, don't worry, the microphones that are now standard on most computers and some have cameras, it will just listen to your television, to you and your wife, to your wife and your husband, to everything that's said, the radio, and will judge your taste with this algorithm psychological profiling software, and then we'll sell that data to the government and private industries and take your name out of it. Well, how are they going to do that and then sell the data? The point is, they didn't ask you, and they claim, well, the computer digitizes just the keywords and isn't really recording everything you say. It's just getting the keywords. It's the same thing. And this is out of the gates, they're telling us. They didn't ask us. They're just going to have a microphone running in your house. They're going to have the camera running in your house. I want to get your take on this when we start the next hour as well. So, Rick in Belton, Texas, when we get back in the second hour, we'll go straight to you and others. And, again, we've got the government issuing Al-Qaeda videos and then saying Al-Qaeda released them, being caught in that being a lie. Now it's admittedly fake from some docudrama TV show. We've got cameras watching everybody. We've got all this microphones, people being arrested for questioning the vice president. I want to hear what you think about America turning into a police state when we get back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Lee.